Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, what we're going to talk about is three fundamental rules for communicating and how those rules translate from in person, from your bricks and mortar, and from your person-to-person communication, how those things translate in parallel over into a social and digital aspect. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Ship Talk Podcast. My name is Trevor Shipman, and on this show, you're going to hear about things like communication, growth, and relationships. So turn up, tune in, and let's get into the show. So I'm still learning a lot about doing podcasts, how to do podcasts, how to structure these things, and how to build out an outline, how to build out questions, and building community with the people that, especially the people that I want to bring on my show. And this show is primarily a show about communication. I think that communication is so important, whether it be communication in a relationship or communication from a stage to an audience, or communication from a business to their clients, or from a nonprofit or organization to the people that are invested in that. I think that communication is so important. And as we're moving through this incredible shift in how we communicate, it's important for us to learn how to communicate these things. I'm trying to build something. I'm trying to build a media agency that helps to teach people how to communicate, how to navigate these digital platforms, these communication platforms, and that's exactly what they are. And the strategies and tactics that I talk about on the show, that the guests that I bring on will have insight on, are not just for digital purposes. They're for communication purposes. So that's what I want this episode to be about. And it's going to focus a lot on the digital aspect of communication, because that's a huge portion of where we're at now. That's why there is such a big shift in the communication and community that we have of today. You know, the last communication shift that we had that looked anything like this, like what social media looks like for us, was the printing press. That was 500 years ago. And, you know, ironically, and it took a long time for people to figure that out. It took a long time for people to jump on that communication platform to be able to reach their audience and reach the people in the community that they wanted to be a part of. So, but today what I'm going to talk about is three rules for communication, and with a heavy focus on the digital age that we're in. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I just want to go ahead and get right into the show. So the first thing that we need to realize in especially this digital age that we're living in, and in any type of communication, whether that's communication from person to person in a real life physical aspect, or it's a communication from the stage to an audience, or whether it's a communication from someone's mobile or digital device to your audience, you need to understand this one most important rule. Rule number one of any communication ever is attention is the most important asset. If we don't have the attention of the people that we're trying to communicate with, then what we're saying, what we're doing, what we're about has zero impact on that individual, on that community, on that cause, zero impact whatsoever. So rule number one is attention is the most important asset. So if we want to understand how to communicate with people, the first thing that we have got to do is find where the audience, where the people that we're trying to communicate with are spending their time. Do they watch a lot of cable? Do they spend a lot of time on social media? Or do they listen to podcasts or a lot of radio? Do they look at billboards? Is your child spending a lot of time on Snapchat, or are they spending a lot of time just in their room? So what we've got to do is we have to find the intersection of our brand or our message or our organization and the attention of the people that we are trying to communicate with. When I'm trying to communicate with my daughter, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to go to her, or I'm going to call her to me. I can't communicate with my daughter if she's in her bedroom and I'm in the kitchen. I first have to find out where her attention is and intersect my message to where she's at. This is so much easier than trying to build attention from scratch. When we're talking about communicating to an audience or to a community, it's easier for a business to rent out a building in downtown than it is for that business owner to build a building in a rural area where people would have to come separately to them. And if you are someone that has been around for any amount of time and looked at any kind of property, especially for owning a business or an organization, then you've heard the saying, location, location, location. And there's a reason for that. Location is important because attention is important. Your building out in the outskirts of your town is not going to get as much foot traffic as the building that's in the strip mall next to one of the most popular restaurants in your town, in the downtown area. So if you think about that, and we move that to a digital aspect, so instead of just having your brick and mortar or your website, then you have a social media presence that understands where your audience is at. If your audience is above the age of 30, then Facebook is going to be a place where you want to be. If you have an audience that's between the ages of 20 and 30, then Instagram is going to be a really good place for you. If you sell things that are marketed to teenagers and young adults, then TikTok and Snapchat are going to be a really good, smart place for you to put your business or your organization or your church or your nonprofit. If you understand where these people are spending their time, then you will know where to erect your building. So next year, it is estimated that the population of the earth is going to reach about 7.9 billion people. That's a big B, billion. And if we look at what the penetration rates of social media have been and what those look like, then the estimated penetration for next year is going to be 3.1 billion. That's literally almost half the world. So think about this. If we could, as businesses, as organizations, as nonprofits, as churches, reach half or more of the people in our communities, what sort of impact could we have? How many products could you sell? How many more people would come into your restaurant? How many more people would hear the message that you're trying to communicate if we could reach half or more of the people in our communities? as many of you might know, as I've talked about on my social media, on the podcast itself here, I live in a small town in between Chattanooga and Atlanta. It's called Cartersville, Georgia. And so the population of Cartersville as of 2017 was about 21,000 people. Think about this. If you as a business, if you as an organization or a nonprofit or a church or a ministry could reach half of that, what impact could your message have? So think of it this way. This is a really nice analogy that I heard on a different podcast, and so I wanted to communicate it to you guys. If your community held an event where it was free to set up your business, your nonprofit, your church, your organization, and you knew that half or more of your community would show up, would it not be a smart idea for you to go pitch a tent at that community event? We have so many community events here in Cartersville, and it reaches an incredible amount of people. And there's art festivals, there's music festivals, and there's people that they set up their tents, whether it's construction companies or roofing or insurance agents. But there's also crafters, there's craft beers there. We have a local farmers market. So all of these different events are being set up in the downtown area of our small town. And it's not free to set up, but these businesses and these organizations and these farmers, they get the attention of the people that come there. And thousands of people come through these events every single year. And so if we take that concept and we transfer that to a digital presence, it's free. Let me hold on. Let me get a little closer to the microphone here. It is free for you to set up a Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Snapchat account. Those are free things. So if you take that concept and apply it to your digital strategy, and then you look at these free platforms where billions of people are looking at these platforms every single day, then it should make sense to us to have a strategy that includes putting our business, our organization, our message, our church, whatever, putting that message in a place where the attention already is so that we can communicate with these people. But the issue is for a church, for a nonprofit, for a small business, most of us don't have professional training and how to do all of these things. Look, I'm going to be 100% honest and transparent here. Most of the facts and the items that you'll hear from me on this episode especially, I Googled them. I looked them up. I spent a few hours looking up different facts, different statistics, different numbers. I looked these things up and now I know them. But that's the biggest hurdle that we have as businesses, as organizations. We don't have somebody that is professionally trained in how to do these things. And so that brings me to my next point. As business owners and community leaders and communicators, we understand that to be able to send a message, to be able to communicate with someone, we have to have their attention. The hurdle that I know that I face and with a lot of my clients is how to gain that attention. Because you can post on Instagram all day long, you can post on Facebook all day long, and a lot of times what we do is we just take our TV commercial or we take our logo and we'll post that on Instagram or on Facebook, and it's we check a box and it's done. This brings me to the second rule of the importance of communication, and that's how to gain that attention that you need. You have to have that attention, and on social especially, this is how you gain that attention. And so I'll start by equating it in a way that I think that all of us can understand, which is to stop the stroll. Now, let me be clear. Right now, I'm talking about in-person, brick-and-mortar, or pop-up events. To stop the stroll, how do we stop people at the community event? In the example that I gave in the first rule, if there's that event that half or more of the people in your community are going to show up to this event that it was free for you to set up your wares or your organization or your business or your church, you can set up there. But if nobody stops, then what do you do? And I know that a lot of us think about this, especially if we have a brick and mortar or we set up at local community events. We think about these things. How can I, the business owner or organization leader or a designer, how can I set up this window in such a way that as people are walking by, as people in Cartersville are walking underneath the bridge and they pass by Appalachian Grill and they pass by Periwinkles, how can I stop people in their tracks on the sidewalk so that they'll look inside my window, so that they'll walk inside my store? How do I do that? And we have to apply this same strategy in our social concepts. When people are jumping on their social media, a lot of the times just mindlessly scrolling through, they get in a trend of just going through and they see the same people posting the same things over and over and again. So what we have to do as business owners, which also makes us digital and media strategists, what we have to do is figure out what it's going to take for that person who's scrolling through Instagram or scrolling through Facebook or scrolling through their social media of any kind. What is going to stop them? So how do you, when you're designing the outside of your building, when you're designing the window that faces out to the street, what are you doing? What are you thinking about when you design that? How do we get people to stop at our content on social? And that just leads me into this final point of communication. When we're communicating with people, we have to understand that we have to have people's attention. And if we don't have their attention, then our message means nothing. And to get that attention, we have to stop people. We have to stop people in their tracks. We have to stop the stroll when we're thinking about our bricks and mortar, but we have to stop the scroll when we're thinking about our digital content. So to be able to do those things, we have to be different. We have to look different. When you're driving down the road and you get to a railroad crossing, the thing that makes you slow down is the difference in the road. There's a difference. There's something different about the road there at that intersection that makes you slow down almost to a complete stop sometimes. So we have to be different. If we're not different, then people will just cruise on along. If a road is smooth, then you're just going to cruise along and not realize what's going on underneath you. You're not going to slow down. You're not going to pay attention. If every single bricks and mortar building looks exactly the same, then you might look at the first couple, but your mind is just going to condition you to scroll on past. You know, if your content on your social profiles looks just like every other piece of content that people are mindlessly scrolling by, then it can't capture their attention. You have to slow people down. You have to stop people in their tracks. If your burger looks like everybody else's, if your store looks the same as every other store in town, it won't entice people to come in, much less stay in your store. If you look exactly the same as everyone else, then you cannot capture the attention of your audience. So when you're thinking about your digital strategy, you have to think about the things. We have to think about the things that stop the scroll. And what kind of things do that? Things like smiling faces, puppies, other cute animals. But we have to find a way to stop people from mindlessly scrolling through their social media profiles. And if you create designs all the time that look the same, then our brains get trained to recognize those and just scroll right past them. And that's not something that has anything to do with a conscious decision by our audience. We're actually, what we are doing as the content creators, as the business, what we are doing is conditioning our audience to subconsciously scroll past our content, because our brains are constantly trying to save energy. So if they see the same thing over and over again, they recognize that pattern and they don't want to spend time. Our brains don't want to spend time on that. So we have to stop really relying so heavily on our style guide. And I understand when you purchase a style guide or you build your style guide that has your logos in the right fonts and all of these different things, the filters that you're going to use for your Instagram photos, the lightings that you're going to use for your product photos, those things take time, an enormous amount of time, and maybe you spent a ridiculous amount of money on this style guide for a designer to create this style guide for you. Maybe you did those things, but we cannot, as communicators, speak in the same monotone all the time, because we'll lose people's attention. And when it comes to your style guide, branding is so, so important. So don't get me wrong on this. Branding is so important to your organization. So it is imperative that you have those consistencies in your brand for your logo, for the types of photos that you're going to take, for the fonts that you're going to use, how those fonts are going to be displayed. That is so important. But that doesn't mean that every single piece of content should look identical. Because what's happening in those moments is you're speaking in monotone. And if you speak in monotone to those people, then you're going to lose their attention. A good example of this that I've actually used recently is using familiar design in unfamiliar places. So what I've done is I've played with taking screenshots of my Twitter feed when I make a tweet, and I will create an Instagram post. So when people are scrolling through their Instagram and they see the interface of Twitter, then that makes them take a double take, or it makes them stop for kind of a second and at the very least look who it is that posted that, and maybe go further and to see what the screenshot of that tweet was, who tweeted that, and maybe even further to what did they tweet. So I have all of these different opportunities to be able to communicate with my audience. And other things that I've seen are organizations using an iMessage format on an Instagram story. And so when you're scrolling through your Instagram stories or your Facebook stories, and you come by this format that looks like it just swiped over into your iMessage, then it makes you stop for a second. And you might be interested in the conversation that's being had. So it's things like that. We have to take people off guard. We have to take people by surprise. We have to communicate with people. And we can't communicate if we don't have their attention. We can't get their attention if we're not showing up in the right places. And even if we're showing up in the right places, we have to be so sure that we aren't just copying everybody else that's on there and doing it the same as everybody else, Because if we do, then people will just scroll right past us. Social, digital, is not so dissimilar from in-person and real interaction that we can't apply the same principles to it. So in any communication, you have to have the attention of your audience, whether that audience is one person or that audience is 3.5 million followers on Instagram. You have to understand that to gain that attention, you have to stop that person or those people from scrolling or strolling past you. To do that, you have to be different. Because if you look the same as everybody else, then people are just gonna walk right on past. Thank you guys so much for listening to the episode today. I really, really appreciate your attention. If you want to connect with me, you can find me on every social media channel at Uncle Pudge. That's at Uncle Pudge. I really hope you got some value out of the episode today, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks.